Good afternoon. I'm Alan Martin. This is your Pix Now update. We're going to begin with some breaking news right now out of Oakland, where a manhunt is underway. Moments ago, Chopper 5 over the scene. This is in the area of 580 and Seminary near Mills College. Police aren't saying too much about this right now. All we have heard is that a car crashed after the chase. One person has been detained so far, but a search is still underway for a second suspect. We'll continue to monitor the situation, bring you the latest as we get it. An emotional tribute to a fallen Northern California police officer, 22-year-old Natalie Corona, was shot and killed last Thursday after responding to a traffic accident near the UC Davis campus. Today, thousands of officers from across the state, in addition to family, friends, and members of the public, gathered to mourn that rookie officer who was just weeks into the job when she was killed.
If you ever think of me, think of all your liberties.
Earlier at the service, singer Billy Ray Cyrus performed a touching song honoring the slain officer. Family, colleagues, and others who knew Corona recalled her vibrant smile, compassion, dedication, and lifelong dream of being in law enforcement. Corona's father, a former Colusa County Sheriff's deputy, remembers when his daughter decided to join the Davis Police Department.
Natalie said, "Dad, I have found the perfect department in the perfect city."
Following the service, mourners and supporters will be able to view the funeral procession, which will take Corona to her hometown of Arbuckle, about 40 miles north of Davis. Right now, teachers in Oakland are rallying in an unsanctioned sick-out to jolt slow contract talks. This morning, Chopper 5 overhead as those teachers march down Broadway to the district office, calling for competitive wages and smaller class sizes. Today's action comes after 2 years of negotiations between the Oakland Unified School District and Teachers Union. The educators participating in the strike say the district has underinvested in them and their students. The union may vote to strike within the next month. Tesla is slashing its workforce. The Silicon Valley automaker announcing that it is cutting 7% of employees. Chief Executive Elon Musk says that that move is to increase production and cut costs of the Model 3 sedan. Musk wants to lower the cost of the new electric sedan from $44,000 to $35,000 by the end of the year. In a letter to Tesla employees, Musk wrote, "We face an extremely difficult challenge, making our cars, batteries, and solar products cost competitive with fossil fuels. While we have made great progress, our products are still too expensive for most people." This just in, moments ago, the White House announced President Trump will once again meet with North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un. It's scheduled to take place at the end of the month in a location that has not yet been decided. Those two leaders expected to continue their discussions about North Korea's denuclearization. Well, trouble for President Trump, his longtime personal attorney, Michael Cohen, is admitting that he lied to Congress when he said talks to build a Trump Tower in Moscow ended 6 months earlier than they actually did. Now, BuzzFeed is reporting special counsel Robert Mueller has uncovered evidence the president personally instructed Cohen to lie.
Clearly, Mr. Cohen has got a checkered history, so let's see what was really the case.
President Trump tweeted this morning, "Michael Cohen is lying in an effort to reduce his jail time." Cohen faces 3 years in prison for campaign finance violation, scheduled to testify before Congress next month. It is day 28 of the government shutdown. Now President Trump and House Democrats seem to be throwing political jabs at each other. Earlier this week, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi asked the president to postpone his upcoming State of the Union address, citing concerns that employee furloughs could limit security at the event. Well, then yesterday, the president fired back, abruptly postponing a trip by Pelosi and other lawmakers to visit U.S. service members abroad. Meanwhile, some 800,000 federal workers are caught in the middle.
They're, you know, playing games with each other, and we're the people who are hurting.
The TSA is still struggling with the staffing shortage as agents who are asked to work without pay continue to call out sick. Airports are bracing for even longer lines with the threat of severe weather moving across the country throughout the holiday weekend. Let's take a live look outside right now on this Friday afternoon. This is our San Jose camera. Got a break in the rain today. We do get some showers. Still pretty gloomy out there, though. Mary Lee tracking the next round of showers for us. Mary?
We're catching a break for most of us, although scattered showers are still possible for the North Bay as we head through the day. It's because of a weather system just to our north. So the North Bay, you're close enough to that weather system to see a few more showers. Now, mainly dry for us for the rest of the Bay Area. We'll see some scattered showers tonight, late tonight for the North Bay and down into the San Francisco Peninsula. We still have that high surf warning in effect until 5 p.m. We're looking at breaking waves. We've already seen that up to 45 feet. So let's take you through the afternoon. Here we are at 4 p.m. Now, most of us, again, will be dry. The South Bay, you'll even see some sunshine, but you can see those showers for the North Bay as we head through 11 p.m. Showers for the North Bay into the San Francisco Peninsula. A few showers for Saturday morning for the North Bay. Otherwise, we are looking dry and could see a little bit of sunshine, especially for the South Bay on Saturday. But then watch as the rain moves in. Light rain with a weak weather system for Sunday. And then as we look ahead to next week, high pressure builds in with some sunshine for next week.
New details now about disgraced R&B singer R. Kelly. Sources tell Billboard that Sony Music has just dropped that artist. This is just the latest fallout after the airing of a Lifetime documentary series that accuses Kelly of abuse, predatory behavior, and pedophilia. Surviving R. Kelly features accounts from accusers and interviews with Kelly's close friends. An attorney for R. Kelly has said that the accusations are false. Legendary soul singer Gladys Knight is defending her decision to sing the national anthem at this year's Super Bowl. This comes after Knight was slammed for taking the gig, as some fans are boycotting the NFL over its treatment of former 49er Colin Kaepernick. The singer released a statement saying, quote, "I've been in the forefront of this battle longer than most of those voicing their opinions to win the right to sing our country's anthem on a stage as large as the Super Bowl." We'll be back. Another update top of the hour. Watch or listen on your favorite platforms. That includes our website, KPIX.com, or our KPIX Facebook page.